This is Akashwani. In the weekly program, Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on Khelo India Winter Games 2025. The participants are Soumitra Bose, Senior Sports Journalist, and Praveen K. Dogra, Journalist.
जो खेलेगा वही खिलेगा।
हिम्मत दिखा ताकत दिखा, हिम्मत दिखा ताकत दिखा, कभी झुक मत कभी रुक मत, चल खेल चल खेल चल खेल।
The much-anticipated Khelo India Winter Games 2025 got off an exciting start on Thursday as the event opened at iconic NDS Stadium in Leh. The sporting events kicked off with exciting ice hockey matches held at two different venues. The first leg of Winter Games includes ice hockey and ice skating is being hosted by the Union Territory of Ladakh from January 23rd to 27th. While Jammu and Kashmir will take over from February 2nd to 25th, Kashmir will host four snow sports. The games will witness participation of 1200 plus participants, including 700 plus athletes, 141 sports staff, 113 technical officials, and other volunteers. A total of 136 medals are at stake. To analyze and discuss the Khelo India Winter Games 2025, I am joined by Soumitra Bose, Senior Sports Journalist. Welcome, Mr. Bose.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Bose, this Khelo India Winter Games initiative has, you know, played a significant role in boosting sports across the country. How do you see its impact on winter sports specifically?
Khelo India is a mission. The Winter Games, this is the fifth edition of the Winter Games. And this is also a mission. I mean, we know we are a cricket-loving country. We only love cricket. So if you were to select the top three sports in India, it'd only be cricket, cricket, and cricket. But you'd be surprised to see the madness and enthusiasm with winter sports. I've been watching Khelo India Winter Games very, very closely for the last 2 years. And every year, the enthusiasm, the people wanting to do adventure sports is just tremendous. And what I'm witnessing in Leh right now is a reflection of the youth wanting to do more and more things in their lives, especially people who live in accessible areas like Ladakh, high up in the mountains in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh. They're all playing ice hockey, ice skating, and many, many snow sports like skiing. And Khelo India Winter Games is a reflection of that and a very successful endeavor by the government of India.
Can you shed some light on government's policies and incentives aimed at, encouraging youth from remote areas to take up winter sports?
Not just winter sports. Winter sports is just a portion of the Khelo India mission. As you know, Khelo India spends a lot of money on the Khelo India. Just not Khelo India. Khelo India is like a banyan tree. Khelo India has various schemes. It has Fit India. It has Asmita League for the women. It has Fit India schemes now. A new thing has been introduced like Cyclothon. And Winter Games is another ambitious project by the government to develop sports of all kinds. Yesterday, during the opening ceremony, I think our Honorable Sports Minister, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, made a very, very interesting observation. He said that India is turning out to be a 4D, four-dimensional sports destination. What he means is that, you know, the amount of sports that India can actually host is an example. When he says 4D, what he meant was that today, you know, ice sports and snow sports are being hosted by union territories like Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. He's saying there's so much of ability to host adventure sports in Northeast India. You can host beach sports in our coastal areas in Southern and Western India. So it actually shows that amount of possibilities that our country has to host all kinds of sports, especially at a time when we are aspiring to host the 2036 Olympics in India. It is very important to showcase to the world that what are we doing with sports, and that sports is a process, sports is an ambition, and Khelo India is a step towards that ambition. That is why when you ask me how much emphasis the government is giving, I think government is giving 200% emphasis. Prime Minister has led the mission. spokesman says, taking forward that mission, and we are all working around that mission to make sure that the athletes are fully prepared so that they can win international medals for India.
Okay, Mr. Bose, with India's limited history in the Winter's Olympic, how can Khelo India Winter Games can help bridge the gap in terms of both athlete preparation and infrastructure development to ensure India is better represented on the global winter sports stage?
I think it's a very good question. Winter sports representation is a dream. For example, in the last Winter Games in China, only one athlete represented India. His name was Arif Khan. He was a skier from Gulmarg, Kashmir. He qualified for two events in alpine skiing, slalom and grand slalom. Of course, he did not finish among the medals. But the fact that there is enormous amount of potential to participate in these kind of games. See, even if you consider winning medals, that cannot be a yardstick to measure the process or the amount of work that the government is doing to promote sports. Let's say we had 117 people in Paris Olympics. We won 6 medals, right? So that is also work. The government spent almost 477 crore plus to prepare the athletes for the Paris Olympics. But we won 6 medals. I think, spending and winning medals, they cannot be on the same page. They are two different things. But since you asked me about Winter Games is a big dream. For example, Indian athletes are currently preparing for the Asian Winter Games in China, in a place called Harbin. There you will see our skating players will be participating. This time we will have almost a squad of 41 people representing India at China in the Asian Winter Games. When the Asian Winter Games first happened, when we first participated in 2017, only 3 skaters participated. Now you can understand that from 3 to almost 40, including support staff and medical staff, etc., etc. It is a huge number. So there is a growth there. So growth cannot be measured by winning medals. Growth is a process. And that process, and Khelo India Winter Games, with the kind of facilities that Leh has developed, especially the NDS sports complex, it is a world-class facility. And a lot of foreign players actually come to practice here. The only thing is that last year it did not have a roof. Now it has a roof.
Thank you, Mr. Bose. Stay with us. Yeah. We are also joined by Abhishek Mahajan, DD India correspondent. And I would like to ask Mr. Mahajan, how do you think the investment in winter sports infrastructure will help in not only promoting sports, but also in developing the region economically?
Yes, thanks for having me. I can tell you about the competition so far. I'm covering Khelo India Winter Games. Hey, investments. What is the contribution of the government? I think Soumitra Dada will be able to tell you better, but I can tell you about the competition that it's been good. 12 states, 5 union territories, and also 2 institution outfits are part of it. Big platform for the youngsters, and they will be the future stars. Like Dada also said that in 2017 Asian Winter Games, there were only 3 Indian skaters who participated. Now there are 41 athletes who are taking part, were part of the Indian contingent. Today only I was speaking with the Chandigarh ice hockey team. And first time they have played ice hockey, and they play inline hockey back home. But at least now they will be inclined towards the sport because they know that they have to participate in Khelo India Winter Games, and also which will be broadcast live on DD. And all these matches are live on the national broadcaster. Why I'm saying this? Because the viewership also has been better than before. And when the viewership increases, more and more people will be keen to know about the sport. How many people know that ice hockey is played with a puck, not a ball? And the shoes also are completely different. Skates, I mean, are completely different. What I'm trying to say is that the target is, of course, like Dada said, Winter Olympics. That's the pinnacle. But it has to start from the grassroots level. And the grassroots level is Khelo India Winter Games. The talent can be identified from these games. They can be groomed and made into a world-class pair. And I guess government attaches top priority to sports development, especially in Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir and Gulmarg, where the first 3 editions of Khelo India Winter Games were held. And through 100, maybe Khelo India centers in JNK and 3 in Ladakh, including a state center for excellence in Leh for athletics and also boxing. The efforts are shaping the region into a hub of sporting excellence. Yes, Khelo India is a big platform, and I'm not too sure about this, but yes, two Olympic size rinks are also coming up in Leh. I'm not too sure about that. But yes, if that comes up, I mean, not only for 2-3 months, I mean, the players aspiring who want to play for India, they will be practicing throughout the year, not only for the couple of months. So that will be big, and that will be a big initiative by the government and the UT of Ladakh.
Mr. Mahajan, since you are at the ground and since the entire spotlight is on Leh and Kashmir Winter Games, how do you think these games contribute to promoting tourism, especially in off-peak seasons?
Yes, I mean, this is the off-season only. I mean, the hotel that we are staying, I mean, they were also surprised that so many people are here when it was told that they all are here to cover Khelo India Winter Games. And yes, it promotes the tourism also. A lot of people are here. When they come here, there is a lot of media who have come here to cover Khelo India Winter Games. And people would get to know about the Winter Games. They'll be here, and I was surprised to see, I mean, viewership has also increased on DD Sports, and there are people also, the audience, the spectators. Yesterday in the opening ceremony, it was very cold in the morning when the opening ceremony was held. But yes, there were a lot of people, I mean, braving the cold, and they were here. So, of course, it will increase the tourism also during the off-season also. I mean, the athletes are coming, media will be coming. And if they want to promote sports, Winter Games, and there are a lot of people who are keen to watch them, they'll be coming here. So, of course, it will increase tourism. And yes, why I want to stress upon the viewership, why I want to stress upon that, what will it do when it is broadcast live on DD? A lot of people will get to know about the sports, the ice sports. Next month, snow events will be held in Jammu and Kashmir. So a lot of people will go there. If they are keen to watch them, they'll know about the sport. So that's how I think the tourism will also increase.
Thank you, Mr. Mahajan, for your valuable inputs from the ground. We are also joined by players themselves, three players connecting from Telangana. They are representing Telangana team who are participating in the winter's game. And we are joined by Miss Ritika, Telangana Ice Hockey Captain. Thank you, Ritika, for joining us. Please tell us and share your views, your experience at the Winter Games in Leh.
Thank you so much for having me. Good evening, listeners. I am Ritika Pandey. I've been the state's team captain for past 4 years now. And honestly speaking, right, for us, when we come from South India to play a sport like ice hockey, we surely have a lot of heads turning and looking at us. But yes, the encouragement that we have received from the Sports Authority of India, Ice Hockey Association of India, and definitely our Sports Authority, which is Sports Authority of Telangana, is immense, right? Because for us to come and actually participate, it takes a lot. Because the locals here, yes, they don't have problems health-wise, but for us to actually come and participate in team's event, wherein we don't even have the ice back there in Hyderabad to practice. Like Team Chandigarh, we're all inline hockey players. I myself have represented India back in 2017. So we practice there again in the Sports Authority on roller skates. And when we come here, there are a few challenges, but apart from those challenges, right, the support that we receive being accommodations, which are all centrally heated. I mean, for all of us right now in this cold, all that matters is the heat that we get and the warmth that we get. And everybody here is extremely, extremely welcoming to any team who's participating. So this definitely has the spiked in a lot of interest back there in South India, because there are a lot of players back there from South Zone like Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, who have been contacting me constantly after they have seen me participating in Khelo India, right? So I think Khelo India is that basic, or you can say that base we need to develop this sport and go further from here.
Thank you, Ritika, and all the best for your future events. We are also joined by Ms. Nayana Sri Talluri, She's an ice skating player from Telangana. Hi, Nayana Shri. How are you, you know, feeling there? And if you can shed some light on the preparations, the infrastructure, and the event which is being, you know, held at Leh.
I'm really thankful for the association, all the support that we're getting here. And today in the morning, in the 500 meters women event, I had won a gold. It feels super great to have won a medal for our state and to represent Telangana as well. And also, it feels so great to have an ice rink in India and like our own rink. It's like it's so exciting for us Indian players, because we see a lot of infrastructure, a lot of technological development in other countries. But here in India, we don't have that much of infrastructure. But in the coming years, I believe that India would develop very well and we'd have great features and infrastructure to practice more and get better at our sport and represent India and make everybody proud. Coming to Khelo India Winter Games, this platform helps a lot. The athletes a lot by giving us a platform to represent our talent, our experience in the sport, and it gives us a great exposure as well in like a central wise, right? It's a government conducted game, so it would have a lot of impact on our players. It's an honor to represent Telangana, and winning a medal here feels great.
Thank you, Naina. Hopefully you will also represent India as a country in international events. We are also joined by Mr. Pranab. He's also an ice skating player from Telangana. Hi, Pranab. How's the experience for you?
Hello. Thanks for having me. It's actually a very great experience compared to the last two games, because there have been a lot of changes, like Ritika Pandey and then Mr. Naina has mentioned. There is a roof on top of the ice rink. That's a big thing. We were not able to handle the cold at all. But now, at least with the Khelo India jackets, we can withstand the cold and then do everything. And inside the ice rink, the management, everything is going very smoothly. The races are being held quick so that the players don't get cold and all. So it actually has been very good.
What excites you to become a winter, games player?
That's a very interesting question, because everybody loves their sport, right? So in my sport, it's all about the feel. It's all about the glide. It's all about how you touch the ice. It's about how you train. Every single movement, from the adrenaline rush to the start line to the nervousness to the preparation, everything is literally absolutely pitch perfect for my mind.
Thank you, Pranab, and all the best for your events.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Voss, for joining us and staying with us. I would like to ask you one more question, that what kind of support, financial, technical training do Indian athletes need to excel in international winter sports competition like Winter Olympics and other international games?
Khelo India is doing its bit. Like they are creating infrastructure in both Jammu and Kashmir and Union Territory of Ladakh. But so far, as far as I understand, the individual states are taking a lot of initiative. For example, you'll be surprised to know that Karnataka, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, and Telangana, of course, most of the skating gold medals are won by them. It is very interesting that most of these skaters actually start with roller skates and then switch to ice. As Nayana mentioned, there's a lack of infrastructure at the state level. So many of these people actually come to Delhi to prepare for a week or go somewhere else to come to, let's say, Ladakh or Gulmarg. The states have to show the enterprise. The states have to show the belief that they can back these young boys and girls to do winter sports. And once they reach a level, then they will fall under the same process of Khelo India that adopts for the best athletes of India and put them through a process like TOPS, and then they will one day make it to the Winter Games. So far, the entire arrangement is partially ad hoc, partially professional, but a lot remains to be done for inter-sports athletes to excel. So far, it's more about ambition and winter sports and the thrill of doing winter sports, but a lot remains to be done. Ladakh is doing it. Gulmarg has already hosted 4 winter games, and the slopes of Kanduri are excellent. They are world-class facilities, but as I said, not remains to be done.
Do you think we need more role models for youngsters to pick these games, because these games are rarely played and youngsters are not very much following these games?
Absolutely. Every sport needs role models. Like when we started watching cricket, Kapil Dev was a role model, then Sachin Tendulkar, Virat Kohli, so on and so forth. Similarly with football by Chung Putia, same similarly with hockey, similarly with tennis. Of course, you know, the only two role models we have in winter sports is Shiva Keshavan, who has participated in 6 Olympics. Now we have Arif Khan. But these role models will emerge with more with international exposure. For example, at the national level, you'd be surprised to hear there is already a role model, Dr. Varsha. Dr. Varsha is 37 years old. She's a biochemist and she's a doctor. And she is now one of the members of the Indian squad that is currently training in Korea for the Asian Winter Games. So there are role models, but not as likely as Sachin Tendulkar or, you know, our cricket stars. Slowly it will emerge. But as I said, that is a good start. India is showing keen interest. Government is showing keen interest. But we will have to keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Vos, for your valuable inputs and insights. We are joined by Sevang Gyalson, captain India ice hockey team. Let's hear him out.
It was our first game of this Khelo India Winter Games. So it was a good opening game for the team to get used to the ice and the team, because the team has been selected from lots of local clubs. So it was a good game to start off with.
We have with us Chamba Setan, ice hockey player. Let's hear him out too.
मैं बहुत एक्साइटेड हूँ क्योंकि पहले तो ये हमारे लद्दाख में हो रहा है और हमने इसके लिए बहुत मेहनत किया है पूरे साल ताकि वो आइस पे हो या ड्राई लैंड हो. तो लास्ट टाइम हमने लद्दाख के लिए आइस इवेंट में हमारे टीम ने 13 मेडल्स लाए थे. तो इस बार भी हम ट्राई करेंगे कि पिछले साल का रिकॉर्ड ब्रेक करेंगे. बहुत मतलब पार्टिसिपेशन बढ़ा है क्योंकि पहले ज्यादातर लोगों को मतलब ये आइस इवेंट के बारे में ना नॉलेज नहीं होता है. इस साल शायद 800 कुछ एथलीट यहाँ पे पार्टिसिपेट कर रहे हैं खेलो इंडिया विंटर गेम्स में. अल्टीमेट गोल तो हमारा विंटर ओलंपिक्स है, हमने देश के लिए मेडल जीतना है तो हम उसके लिए मेहनत कर रहे हैं बहुत.
लेट्स लिसन टू गुलाम मुस्तफा, आइस हॉकी प्लेयर.
व्हेन यू से आइस हॉकी, Ladakh comes automatically to everyone's mind. So I think every youth, every single kid is playing hockey these days. You know, you come to Ladakh, the first thing you ask a kid at the airport, hey, what do you do? The first thing he'll say is, I play hockey. Mm. Every single kid is playing hockey here. And I think every parent is supportive, because I think this is a sport where Ladakhis are a bit, you know, ahead of the rest of the states in India. And I think everyone is doing good. We are not at zero, we are somewhere. And we want to take it to the next level.
Let's listen to Akashwani correspondent Khurshid Yusuf from Leh Ladakh.
More than 400 athletes from across the country are participating in the Khelo India events for two categories, ice hockey and ice skating. The event not only attracted audience from local or national level, but tourists from foreign countries are attending it. 15-year-old Nayana Shiri Tulari from Telangana won gold in the women's speed skating in the 500 meters category at the NDS Stadium today. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi in a tweet sent best wishes to all the athletes participating in the 5th Khelo India Winter Games 2025. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya on a post on X said that the Khelo India initiative continues to nurture young talent and promote a culture of sports across India. The concluding ceremony of Khelo India at Leh will take place on 27th of January 2025. The second leg of Khelo India will be held in the famous Sikhi resort Gulmarg of Jammu and Kashmir in the month of February this year. For Akashwani, this is Khurshid Yusuf from Leh Ladakh.
A tourist from UK has also shared her views on the Winter Games.
My name's Lisa. I come from the UK. And I'm very excited to be in Leh and to be watching the ice hockey. I'm a big fan of the Sheffield Steelers, which is an ice hockey team back in the UK. But this is my first game in this stadium and I'm very excited. The stadium is excellent. It's my first outdoor sort of event. And I love the view of the mountains in the background. It's excellent. It's a wonderful facility for the people of Leh.
Mr. Vos, thank you for staying with us. I would like to conclude this program by asking you about the second leg of Winter Games, which is going to be held in Jammu and Kashmir. How are the preparations and how different will it be than Leh?
You have to understand that Khelo India Winter Games have two portions. One is the ice games, which are held on ice. They are basically skating and ice hockey. And there are the snow games. The snow games are basically snowboarding and alpine skiing. So skiing also has various different events. So they are entirely two different things. While one portion, like in currently in Leh, is happening on ice, which is solid form of snow. Snow in Jammu and Kashmir in Gulmarg, you use the events on snow. And those happens on the slopes of the mountains, right? And then there is also a very famous golf course in Gulmarg. That also becomes one of the venues. Preparation for Gulmarg is already started, but a lot depends on how much snow will fall on that particular week of the games. Last year what happened, we had to change the dates of the games because there was not enough snow in the slopes of Jammu and Kashmir. Hopefully that will not happen, there will be enough snow. But as far as organization, Jammu Kashmir Sports Council, in association with the Sports Authority of India and the National Sports Federations, they are experienced enough to manage at least 500 athletes, and they are quite capable of hosting the international press. And I'm sure everything will be in place. Only thing, we will expect good participation. Now, since in the Asian Winter Games, there is no skiing, so we will see the best of skiers participating there. Many of them actually come from the plain lands. But yes, Jammu and Kashmir and the army and all these people who actually spend a lot of time on snow will be the hot favorites. Preparation will be on course. They're already on course. And with the Association of Khelo India and Sports Authority of India, there is no dearth of support and everything should be fine.
With Government of India, you know, pushing their weight behind developing tunnels, railway connectivity, air connectivity to Jammu and Kashmir, are you hopeful that in coming days, in coming years, we'll see more and more events like these in Jammu and Kashmir and Leh Ladakh area?
Yeah, you had raised the question about tourism and sports. Gulmarg is already an established global hotspot in terms of tourism and adventure sports. As I explained earlier, Gulmarg has two sides to it. In the summer, the Gulmarg becomes a beautiful golf course. The same golf course becomes a skiing resort. So this enormous plenty of foreign tourists which comes during that, and much of Jammu and Kashmir's tourism is based on sports and, of course, the beauty of the land. So in terms of, you know, livelihoods and sustainability, Jammu and Kashmir is obviously has the experience to manage it. Like Prime Minister said, that Leh has all the potential to become the ice sports capital of India. And why not? In fact, this is the second time they are hosting it. The first time they hosted it last year. And from the first time to the second time, there's a lot of improvement. A lot of athletes have already appreciated. Nayana has appreciated the fact that there's a roof now. There's better climate control. And things are getting better. You have to be patient. We all have to be patient and believe in the infrastructure that is being prepared by the states and the union territories, of course, with the support of the government. And maybe in another 5 to 6 years, we will have some international skiers. And you said that we need icons in sports, and maybe you'll be able to see a very young icon participating in winter sports in the world.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bose, for joining us and for your insightful inputs. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Khelo India Winter Games 2025. The participants were Soumitra Bose, senior sports journalist, and Praveen K. Dogra, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.